Let's give God a hand clap of praise. Oh, come on, we can do better than that. Amen. I said, let's give God a hand clap of praise. For he truly is good. Amen. Has he been good to anybody today? Amen. Amen. We all ought to be shouting today because today is Father's Day. Amen. 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 I know how y'all be saving y'all energy for Mother's Day. Amen. Y'all need to start saving y'all energy for Father's Day. Amen. Amen. Tell us thank you. Amen. For all that you've done. Amen. Amen. Let us bow our heads. Our Father God, we come now to say thank you, Master. We're so grateful. We're so thankful. And Master, we are also so appreciative of you being our God. You do things for us that we can't do for ourselves. Master, when we find ourselves in tough times and we have no one to turn to, we can always turn to you. And the beautiful thing about that is you always lend not only a ear to hear, but you give us a heart that cares. And then you can also give us the power that delivers us. So we say thank you. And Master, while we're here in this service today, we pray that we can feel you. We can feel your touch. We can feel your love. We can feel your understanding. So that when we leave this place, that we'll be better than we were when we came. We ask now these blessings in your Son, Jesus Christ's holy name, we do now pray. Our hearts say amen. Amen. We now have our opening hymn, hymn 549.
Church. Today's responsive reading will be in your African American hymnal, page 77, Father's Day. Let us read responsibly. God of our fathers and creator of us all, we treasure our Christian fathers who are guardians of your creation. They have endeavored to be models of faith, freedom, and strength for our families. As the Father of Jesus, you, God, are the model of perfect love and nurture. We will ever look to you for guidance and direction. we celebrate Joseph, Jesus' earthly father, who assumed unexpected responsibilities with grace and dedication. We mourn the many fathers lost in the Middle Passage and those who were ripped away from their families during slavery. We vow to continue the process of reconciling black families, binding them together in love. We remember the weathered hands and gentle spirits of our own fathers. With proud yet humble hearts, they were cast down but not destroyed. Our fathers have been warrior kings, leaders of nations, and pillars of faith in church and society. Black fathers have distinguished themselves in every profession, at home and abroad. They have taught us strength in adversity and have led us in work and at play, in sports, in fishing, in building and trades.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
Now, I'm going to say this. You can do better than that, but hold on a second. One more time. Yes. Not for the good morning. Listen. One more time. Yes, one more time. He's allowed us to come together one more time. Good morning, church.
Good morning.
All right, that's what I want to hear. Welcome and happy Father's Day. Yes, it's Father's Day. We might not pump it up like we do Mother's Day, but today is Father's Day. The impact a godly father has on his family reaches far into the future for generations to come. As you serve all the fathers here today, as you serve your family in this honorable role, may Christ be your source of wisdom and strength. And all fathers, I'll come back to you in just a few moments. But we've got to pause for a moment because we do have some visitors this morning. Evidently, some of you read the email that I sent out in the one call, and I asked if you would invite someone to come to church with you today or if you'd bring somebody. Helen, please allow them to come on in. We asked if you would invite someone to come to church with you today or simply bring someone with you. So at this moment, I'm going to pause. And if you're here visiting for the first time, if your daughter said, get up, Daddy, you got to come go to church with me today. Or if you're here and you've been here again and you feel the need that you'd like to address the church this morning, please stand and be acknowledged at this time if you're visiting with us. And don't be shy about it because I'm going to call you out anyway. So go ahead and stand, please. Thank you. I want you to remain standing for just a moment because your daughter and your granddaughters and her husband, they've been coming to worship with us, and this family has been a blessing to this church family. So for them to ask you to come and be a part and be with us this morning, from the depths of our heart, we thank you for being with us, and we ask you, please, come back again and again. Thank you. Thank you so much for standing. Senior ministry. The senior ministry will meet Wednesday, June 18th at 10 o'clock a.m. in the Fellowship Hall. All seniors are invited to attend. George Lee is the chair of senior ministry, and Mrs. Valora Ford is the co-chair. They'll be expecting you on Wednesday at 10 o'clock a.m. Juneteenth. I'm going to come back to Father's Day. I'm skipping over a little bit now. Juneteenth. Juneteenth is a federal holiday in the United States. It is celebrated annually on June 19th to commemorate the ending of slavery in the United States of America. And for us, it has more impact on us than anyone else. On June 19th, nearly 2 years after President Abraham Lincoln emancipated the slaves, the African Americans in America decided when the Union troops came in Galveston Bay, Texas, that it was time for good news and to rejoice in freedom. We continue that tradition as we move forward with where we are in the history of our lives today. In your bulletins, you should have an insert, if I'm correct. There should be a Juneteenth insert in your bulletin today in commemoration of Juneteenth. The insert was donated to us by the Crumbs. I don't know if they want me to say that or not, but Therese and Bob, we thank you for the insert for Juneteenth. Thank you so very much. Now I'm going to get back to Father's Day. So bear with me for a moment. Father's Day is so special. I guess we praise our moms because our mothers carried us for 9 months, and everybody saw our mother walking around with us. But a lot of people forget that it took a father to get with the mother so that we could be here. And every one of us has a father, whether our fathers are still with us now or whether our fathers are with our Heavenly Father. And whether you knew your father or not, and whether your father was not even in your family, your mom might have been a single mother, and some of us didn't get a chance to even enjoy our fathers for long. But we each had a father, because without a father, we would not be here. So I'm going to ask at this time if all of the fathers, every father that's with us today, if you would please stand. Every father. Musicians, can we have a little music or something while we're doing this? All fathers, please stand and remain standing. We hope that your special day has your heart smiling. We want you to feel blessed today, simply blessed to be a dad, feeling appreciated and loved. And we're reminding you today that you got much work to do, because it didn't stop when you gave birth to a child. Every father, if you're a true father, you've got to uphold and you've got to represent. And it did not end when the child got grown. You still must represent. So we're bringing some gifts to you. When you receive your gift, you may be seated. Don't be trying to stand up twice to get two gifts. One gift per father. And when you receive your gift, you may be seated. Thank you. Thank you, Felicia, and the Evangelism Task Force for representing us on all holidays and taking care of our fathers. Now, church, I'm going to do something, and I don't want you to make me regret that I'm going to do this, so you got to work with me. Everybody listen to me now. Stand up. Everybody stand up. We're going to reach out and touch today, and we're not going to reach out and touch all day, so let's reach out and touch. Musicians, please.
Thank you.
you, church. Please start to find your way home. Thank you, church. Thank you, Curtis.
Because you're faithful, because of your faithfulness, we give you the praise. Amen. Somebody need to give God a hand clap of praise. Because today is Father's Day, amen. And there's no father better than Father God. Amen. No matter how good our fathers here on earth are, no one can touch Father God. Amen. And the Bible says that we ought to give him the praise because he is worthy. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let me say this. I'm going to jump on my soapbox real quick. You know how we like to get praise. Amen. When we think we've done something right. When we think we are deserving of it. When we think that we've done something good. Guess what? Your God feels just the same way. The Bible says that I am a jealous God, and I have no other gods before me. Amen. So when we feel that he's done something good in our lives, we ought to give him some praise. Amen. And he already has done something good in your life this morning, for he woke you up this morning. He gave you ability to get out of your bed this morning. Somebody ought to give God some praise in here. Amen. Glory be to God. He's always worthy to be praised. Amen. Amen. Let us bow our heads. Our Father, we come to you this morning to say thank you for the fathers. And Master, we want to pray for them while we are here, because being a father is not an easy task. Master, we have to do things that are difficult. Sometimes we have to ruffle feathers. Or as like some of the old men say, sometimes we had to shake some trees to see what's going to fall out of it. But not only are we to be stern and firm, but we also ought to be able to show compassion and love, understanding. We ought to be the guiding light. We ought to be the example that you placed in this earth that looks more like you. What a difficult task. And not only are we to do that, Master, but we ought to protect and provide for our families, to lead them and show them the right way. What a mighty task. So we come praying today, Master, that you give all of us the ability to do these things. Give us the wherewithal to know that if we follow you, we can do these things. Because following you is doing these things. So we come this morning, Master, to pray and cover all of our fathers. Master, asking them to be able to show their children love. Be able to show their children guidance and not to be their children's friends. We've lost our way in some aspects where we need to be our children's best friends than to be their parents. And we come asking now that men stand up and be fathers, strong, Master, so our children can see what strength really is. We ask now these blessings in your Son Jesus Christ's holy name. We do now pray. Let the heart say amen. Amen. We ask now that the officer will come for the purpose of our tithing and offering.
I'm looking for a miracle.
Father God, we come down to say thank you, Master, for these gifts that have been given here today. And we pray, Master, as we always do, because we are looking to see your hand move with mighty power. We expect for these gifts to be able to be used to uplift those who are in need. Give it power. It may not be much, but you only ask for a little bit. You said if we give a small amount, you'll do the rest. So we're asking you to do the rest. We're asking for you to do it in a magnificent way. We ask now these blessings in your Son Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. Let every heart say amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. 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 The Bible tells me the best I can do is say hallelujah. Somebody need to tell God hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Give our babies a hand clap of praise. Amen. There's only a few of them up there, but they sound like a whole choir. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. When you find babies who are willing to serve and praise and worship God, you ought to be happy. Amen. Amen. We wonder sometimes why they out there sticking us up. Y'all laughing. They out there sticking you up because when they was in here, you weren't giving them what they needed. Amen. Now that they out there, you want to talk about them. But when they were here, you could have given them some love and some praise and some worship. Amen. That they deserve. Amen. 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 I had to get out of my seat. Jesus. Amen. I said, there's only about four or five of them. They sound like a whole choir. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Y'all know how that used to be when you was a child? That was nerve-wracking. You were afraid to say anything. Amen. But a song today. Amen. Glory be to God. Hey, glory be to God. Glory be to God. Amen. I'm not going to keep you long because I know that you guys have appointments and dinners to go to because I know the women are not going to cook for you. You know, they asked us to cook for them, but they're not going to cook for us. But I did. My wife did cook for me today, so let me make sure I go ahead and correct that so I can go home. Amen, amen. You know, on Mother's Day, they wanted you to take them out to eat and cook for them. Amen. Amen. So we just get one or the other. They get both. Amen, amen. Just speaking the truth. Amen. Don't be mad with me. Amen. But if you have your Bibles, turn with me to Proverbs chapter 20. Proverbs chapter 20, and we'll be reading that 7th verse. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 7 reads, "The just man walketh in his integrity. His children are blessed after him." Amen. Read that one more time. The just man walketh in his integrity. His children are blessed after him. I think that says enough, amen? But my proposition to you today is live a life that will leave a legacy that is strong enough to make God proud. Let me say that to the men one more time. Live a life that will leave a legacy strong enough to make God proud. And just for a few moments, I would like to talk with you from the subject, the impact of a righteous father. The impact of a righteous father. My brothers and my sisters, we live in a day where it is hard to find good Christian men. I didn't just say good men, I said good Christian men. Because good can be a relative word. But we are looking for good Christian men. And it's sad to say that secular societal thoughts have made their ways into the ranks of the church, where it's getting hard for young boys to find men they can use as an example of how they want to pattern their lives. It's getting difficult to find strong men who are willing to stand even in the midst of
storm. I don't know about you, but I get a little cautious when I look at the young men of today. But I can't fault them. I had to fault the fathers. Amen? Because in many cases, the fathers are not doing what we ought to do. And believe me, men, I'm not going to bash you today. Because if I'm talking about you, I'm talking about myself. But it's hard to find a good man that's a Christian today. But if we look in the Bible, we find that we have resources to show us how to be good Christian men. The problem is, with most men, we don't go to church. Huh? We send our families, then we go home. Or we send our families and we stay home. But the Bible says, forsake not the solemn assembly, the gathering of yourselves together. And there's a reason why the Bible makes this statement, because there are things in the church that the world can't give you. There are things in the church that a man needs that the world can't give a Christian man. The world can give you money, but it can't give you God. Huh? The world can give you associates. They can't even give you friends. But the Bible gives you friends. The Bible says that Jesus is a friend who stick closer than any brother. There's things in the church that a man needs that he just can't get from the world. Here we find in Proverbs his father being a good father by teaching his sons some philosophy that would give them strength to stand when they're all by themselves. Give them some philosophy that would give them the ability to be strong men. I got a little choked up when I first said it because it made me think about my older brother, because my father wasn't there because he died when I was 12 years old. But my older brother stood in. Huh? 17-year-old boy. Stood in and made sure that his baby brothers were good men. I said that to say this: women, you can't raise a man. If you're a single mother and you got a boy child, you can't raise him to be a man. You better find a good Christian man who you can allow him to follow. A good Christian man who can give him the things that a man needs. Let me show you something. The Bible teaches us this, that there's a spiritual bond between men that like no other. The Bible says that one man can have an impact on four generations of men. One man. He can either have a positive impact in their lives, or he can have a negative impact in their lives. But he has an impact that can go four generations deep. That's why you can't give a young boy to any man. You got to make sure that he's a good Christian man. One who follows after God's teaching. One who believes in what God says to do as a man. Because if a man follows God, there's power that walks with him. If a man follows God, there are blessings to come because of him being there. If a man follows God, there's things that have come up that the young man that he mentors and pour himself into can learn how to stand against and not question himself, and not doubt himself, but can stand strong as a man ought to be able to stand. In today's society, they're beating up men. Yes. If you're too masculine, yes, they want you to take your masculinity down. Right. They say you're too strong. Well, I don't think there's a such thing. Men are supposed to be strong. God intended to be that way. He structured men to be alpha males. He structured men to be leaders. He structured men to be soldiers. He structured men to be warriors. That's why it's so tough to be a man, because you have to be able to do that and still be able to show love and compassion. You have to be able to turn it on and turn it off when it's necessary. My daughter and I was at the grocery store the other day, and she said, that man just walked right across in front of me, Daddy, and he didn't even say thank you. I mean, excuse me. I said, next time that happened to you, baby, say it to me soon enough so I can talk to them. I went from being meek and mild to being a warrior that quick. But that's what God called men to be. He called men to be strong warriors. And this father knew that. And this father walked as a warrior with integrity. And he was teaching his sons how to be good men that follow after God. He knew that if he told them things that were detrimental to them, that it would not only impact them, but it would impact their children that are to come. Men, we have to be careful how we deal with God's gifts. These children are God's gifts. And if we ought to be good stewards, we got to know what God says about being good stewards. Amen? The world tells us that, you know, the only thing we need to do is make some money for them. I'm going to tell you that's not enough. Just being a provider, it's not enough. As a man, you got to be able to provide, protect, and profess. Amen. You need to let them know why you are doing what you are doing. Why you are making the sacrifices that you make. Why you hold yourself in high regards. Why you do the things the way that you do the things that you do. Why you have the standard that you try to live by. Because the Bible says that a man who lives in integrity, his children will be blessed. Some of us in here today, we're being blessed not because of how we are, but because of how our daddies were. Amen, somebody. Amen. Some of us are living off daddy's blessings right now. There's nothing wrong with that. Because the Bible says that a good man leave an inheritance for his children. A good man make preparation for his children, so when he's gone, his children are still taken care of. I was talking to my older brother one day, and he made me laugh because I said, man, my family gonna be real good when I die. He said, don't say that to them too much. I said, I made some good preparation for him. He said, don't say that too loud. It may knock you off early. But the Bible teaches us that a man of integrity, a good man, not only do he teach his children, he make preparation for his children. We ought to not just teach our children or provide for our children, but we ought to make preparation for them. So when we are gone, they're taken care of. Because a good man must understand that his steps are ordered by the Lord. Psalms 27:23 says it like this, that the steps of a good man are ordered by God, and that he will delight in his ways. When you are a man of integrity, you know that you don't do anything by yourself. But when you walk, God walks with you. So when you go, power goes with you. When you go, deliverance goes with you. When you go, healing goes with you. When you go, God goes with you. When you are a man of integrity, you understand that when you do things, you just can't do it because you want to. But you do it knowing that God is watching you. Amen. You do it knowing that you have an effect on your family. Yeah. I'm going to tell you one more story, and I'm about to get ready to go. My wife is giving me the signal that I'm being too long. Y'all know I'm an old baseball man. I told him, like, get too long, hit that ear. That's what my coach used to tell me. Lay down the bunt, don't swing for the fence. But when I played baseball, I got a new coach, and this coach was not a very likable person. He was a racist man. And he challenged me a few times. And the last time he challenged me, I stood before him with my fists clenched, my teeth gritted, because I was ready to break his jaw. Because I knew he was being racist. But something said to me, Roger, you're the only black kid on this team. You break this man's jaw, they won't have another black ball player at this school. Now you go to that school, basically that's all they have, is black ball players. When you are a man of integrity, when you are a man of God, you must understand that when you are somewhere, you are there by way of assignment. God orders your steps. So when the times get difficult, don't step out of place. Stay in your lane and let God handle it. Because when you stay in your lane and let God handle it, God will make it beautiful. He'll work that thing out so everybody will benefit. Right. At the end of the season, guess what the school did? They fired that coach. I didn't have to do a thing. God tell us sometimes revenge is his and not ours. Sometimes you just need to stand still and watch God work. As a man of integrity, don't get out of place. Stand still and watch God. Sometimes the most difficult thing is to stand still.
That's right.
Sometimes it's easy just to swing on somebody, but to stand still and let God handle it can be a tough thing. But when you are a man of integrity, you realize that there's somebody else that you must answer to. And it's not just your family. It's God that you have to answer to. This father knew that he had to teach his son some things that would give them the ability to make it through life. Because when you walk in integrity, when you walk with moral standards as a man, God will make a way for you out of no way. Because now you have God's favor. And when you have God's favor, God do things for you that others can't do. What are you talking about, Reverend? When Daniel was in the lion's den, he took the appetite away from the lions. He made them like little cubs. When the Hebrew boys were in the fiery furnace, he took the power out of the fire. When the people of Israel were in the desert and there was no food, God poured food out of heaven. Y'all don't hear what I'm trying to tell you. When you are a man of integrity, and you walk in integrity, and you walk knowing that God is with you, God will always bless you because his favor is with you. As I go to my seat, let me tell you, some of the Bible says it's like this, that when you are a child of God and you walk in integrity, the blessings of God will run you down. Lord have mercy. Anybody here want the blessings of God to run them down? The Bible says that the blessings of God will overtake you, which means they'll find you and cover you. They'll find you and keep you. They will find you and make a way for you. When it's dark, it'll bring light to your day. Somebody ought to give God some praise in his song. When you walk in integrity, God says, I will be with you and I will make a way. Out of no way. Fathers, when you are a man of integrity, your impact reaches beyond the child that you're talking to. Your impact can reach down to your great, great, great grand. As I go to my seat, some of you came down to Big Rock Center. That church was started by my great, great grandfather. Now look at his seeds. His granddaughter, his great, great granddaughter, has four preachers out of nine children. Glory be to God. when you walk with integrity, the blessings of God will find you and they will overtake you, which means that you can't even fight off your own blessings. Somebody need to hear me today. Because sometimes we want to sabotage ourselves because we used to being messed up. But God says, when I'm in it, I will overtake you and bless you, even if you're not ready to be blessed, nor if you want to be blessed. But because you are mine, I will bless you. Glory be to God. The doors of my Father's house are now open. If there will be one, the time is now. The Bible says, find God while he is near, for surely shall come a time where God cannot be found. The doors of my Father's house are now open. Listen, let me say this. It's not just men who need to walk in integrity, but women as well. My mom used to say it like this: you need to walk well enough where you can hold up the blood-stained banner. And if you're not walking in such a way where you know you're reflecting the light and the life of God, then you need to do some self-inventory. Amen. You need to check yourself, because you're harming somebody. Because if you don't know it, somebody is watching you. Let me say that to you one more time. If you don't know it, somebody is watching you. And they're saying, I want to be just like them. And how you live dictates how they're going to live. And the Bible teaches us this, that if we are the trumpet bearers, which means you're the ones who stand and can tell them and warn them, and you don't warn them that when they die, the blood is not on their hands, the blood is on your hands. And if you're like me, I already got enough things to answer to. I don't need anyone else's blood on my hands. So if you know that there's something that perhaps you're not doing that's right, that someone can see you doing, let's check that. Let's check that today, because somebody's watching you and you're having a negative impact on their life. You want to have a positive impact, so when you get to heaven, God says that you've done a good job. Amen. And now you can come on up. Amen? Amen. Amen. Let us bow our heads. Our Father God, we come down to say thank you, Master, for you being here with us, for you sharing this word with us, especially on this day where we are celebrating our fathers, men who set the tone of their homes, men who set the tone of their children's lives, men who are the ones who undergird, who uplift, and who put a hedge around the family. Allow them to walk in power, knowing that they are living the life that you asked them to live. And Master, as they walk in your will, let the power of your will go with them. Let the power of your will follow them
And Master, even let the power of your will precede them. So when people see them coming, they won't see them, but they'll see you. We ask now these blessings in your Son, Jesus Christ's holy name. Now, Master, be with us and protect us and watch over us so we can return back to this church where you have chosen to place your name. It's in your Son, Jesus Christ's holy name, we do now pray. Now let all God's children sing.